It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Look out below! Oh, boy!
Good morning, my many friends! I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Today on the show, we continue to talk about bad business names. Businesses with unfortunate names. Okay, punk, what is your story?
Went to see my brother in Atlanta. They got a big true fair there called the Beaver Parkway.
Slow down, where is this?
In Atlanta.
Ha! The Beaver Parkway.
Yeah, and there's a store there. Guess what? It's a liquor store, so you guess what it's called.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah.
Now, silence! Silence, I say! For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pitload of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Thank you very much, little buddy. Teddy Peterson, Garner Andrews Show studio usher now since 1940. Do you want to get this next one or do you want me to get it?
No, you go right ahead.
Because I thought you did an awesome job of the last...
I'm done!
Okay. Hi, Sonic.
Hey, morning, Garner.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I was in Tofield, and I believe in Calmar, Alberta, as well. There's a place called Dick Insurance.
Dick Insurance?
Yeah, D-Y-C-K, Dick Insurance.
See, now that's a funny one, because that just happened naturally. The dude's name is Dick, and he said, I'll call it Dick Insurance.
Yeah.
All these liquor ones, they're getting a little tired, because you know that the... You know that the greasy guy that thought he was being pretty clever, he did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like that uncle that tells inappropriate jokes in front of your kids.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got one of those.
Yeah, that's the guy that comes, okay, we're going to call it backdoor liquor. We're going to call it liquor box.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Dick Insurance is funny because it just happened naturally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, thanks for the call, Kim.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
I want to change gears for just a second here, because I kind of think I know where this phone call is headed. And I want to egg somebody on. Hang on just a minute here. Hello, Ruth, what's going on?
I was listening to the news report, and it just gets me every time, that damn art museum downtown. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, I'm stuck in my yard. I cannot drive down my residential street. It is worse than before they plowed it the first time.
But there's a $90 million art gallery.
Well, you know what? I am phoning that 311 number every day until they are so sick of me they come and arrest me.
I've
threatened them. I want to know. I want my councilman's numbers. I want them to pick me up and take me to my doctor's appointment.
The thing about the art museum is the art gallery. Art museum? Art gallery of Alberta.
Right.
We need art galleries. We do.
It's
a little tough for the average working stiff to swallow that $90 million pill when your streets aren't cleared.
That's right.
And there's no hospital bed for you.
That's right.
Yeah, I understand.
It's...
But like I said on TV the other night on Global,
I missed that.
Nobody ever walks into a hospital and sees a doctor saving a life and goes, I could totally do that. But you do that when you walk into an art gallery and it feels good.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's what an art gallery does. It helps you with your self-esteem. It gives you a heightened sense of superiority. So that's why we should all be on board with art galleries.
Oh my God, Garner, I could, for $90 million, I'm telling you, I could have the biggest ego in the world. My head wouldn't fit through a door.
Yeah.
You know, that's ridiculous. That is totally, totally ridiculous.
Hang on, I got to put you on hold for a second here.
Sonic 1029. Hey, podcaster. We've got a bone. bonus for you later in the download.
Only for you.
Well, ain't you special?
A Garner Andrews Show podcast extra from Sonic1029.com.
This is Mike from Fort Saskatchewan. I got one for you. It's a home-based business out in the fort called Backdoor Hair.
No.
Seriously, look it up in the phone book, dude. Backdoor Hair.
Yeah, the... it's funny. This one is obviously, I would guess, some woman decided that she was going to open up a salon at home and didn't really understand the slang meaning of back door.
Exactly.
But then there's that other guy, the greasy guy, that decides he's going to call his business backdoor this and backdoor that. I don't know if I could hang out with that guy.
No, neither could I, man. Neither could I.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go. From Sonic 1029.
Hello there, Sonic.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. You know, I'm getting really tired of people complaining about this art gallery.
Uh-huh.
I've been fortunate enough to go... I've been across Canada. I've been hung out in a lot of cities and hung out with a lot of creative people. And everybody who's come to Edmonton... has always said that it's just one of the most bland, boring cities in Canada. And I've seen this thing getting built from day one, and it looks awesome. And, all this money that's going into it isn't necessarily just Edmonton money. It's, you know, provincial and federal money going into it. And they're not going to invest in, you know, cleaning side streets. So,
but do you understand though how a lot of people it doesn't really reek of your government having its priorities straight though? Can you understand that?
No, but I mean, it's not this isn't what, something that's just going to leave an impression on people for a year. This is going to leave an impression on people for many years to come. So it's not just taking taking care of us for a little while. It's going to add a nice flair to this city for a long time. So,
well, what about though? And I want to use the argument here. And don't get me wrong, I love art and I love looking at art. But I will look at art in a warehouse if it's good art. I don't need to be. I don't need to be looking at art inside a giant piece of art.
Fair enough. But when's the last time you actually went downtown and hung out around? Churchill Square. When's the last time people just... Like, I go downtown on weekends, and it's barren. There's nobody there. And if there's anything that can get, a few bodies walking around down there to,
You know what? You know what would get people to go downtown? Some... No. Because I'm not on board that train either. $90 million worth of parking... The problem is that people don't go downtown in any city anymore because there's nowhere to park. And if you do find a place to park, you're paying $8 for an hour of parking. And people go, well, I can go to the mall and I can get free parking. That's the problem right there.
Fair enough. But I guess if that's where you want to go hang out is a mall, then maybe that's the first problem that we got to fix.
Yeah. The money that was spent on the art gallery too, and I agree, your city needs to have a certain shine to it. And right. Maybe Edmonton doesn't have that shine that a lot of other cities have, but that again, that money, we had an art gallery. That money could have gone a long way towards where I sit right now is a dump. This neighborhood is a dump. For blocks and blocks and blocks. Maybe spruce up the street along here. Spruce up the approaches to the city.
Mm-hmm.
More people are going to see the approach to the city than they're going to see your art gallery.
I guess that's another thing that I have a problem. Like one thing I have a problem with coming into the city and seeing the Welcome to Edmonton sign on a couple pieces of, it looks like
cedar shakes.
And it's like on plywood.
Yeah, okay, hang on. We got to move on here.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go from Sonic 1029.
Hello there, Sonic.
Good morning, Garner. How are you?
Oh, super awesome. How about you?
It's the first Monday of the week. I'm doing good.
First Monday of the month, you mean, right?
And first Monday of the month as well. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Did you? Now, I can never remember what it is you're supposed to say on the first day of the month in order to have good luck all month. Are you a superstitious guy?
Not really.
There is saying that you're supposed to do.
I don't know what it is, man.
Neither do I. So, obviously, neither one of us is bound for good luck this month. But what's on your mind?
Just subject matter at hand with the funny names for business.
Well, bad business names, unfortunate business names. But I'm being bombarded now with beaver names. Beaver this, beaver that. And backdoor this and backdoor that.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
The ones to me that I find funny are, like Kim called in earlier on the show today, Dick Insurance.
Right, yeah, I heard that.
That's a funny one. BJ Services, out of Red Deer.
Right, yeah, they're pretty famous.
Another solid one. Wigger Draperies, one of my favorites.
Nice.
What have you got?
Oh, I've got right out of Brassador, Nova Scotia, there's a place called Lick-A-Chick. Serious, man. Google it.
What is it?
It's a chicken place. And they have Tupperware tubs of t-shirts and hats. And, of course, I got a couple of t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas was coming at the time and a couple of hats.
Yeah, see, they did that on purpose, though. Like, it's the difference between going to see a stand-up comedian, and the one comedian, the opener, comes out, and he's like, hey, did you hear the one about the three guys that walked into the bar? With that setup, he's telling you that here comes a joke.
Right.
And then there's the comedian that just walks out there and starts talking, and you don't know which direction he's going. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that guy is typically funnier because you did not see it coming.
Right.
Right. So, I think we need to get back on track. Just talking about the funny names that were accidental.
Right.
STD transmission, PMS hobby, S&M tutoring. Okay, what's your first name?
Gary with two R's, I must say that, yeah.
Gary with two R's, yeah, just like my dad.
Yeah?
My dad's a Gary with two R's, too.
Oh, man, is that the other guy that calls in every morning?
The other Gary?
Yeah.
No. My dad would be mortified listening to this show today with all the talk of beaver this and beaver that.
Right on.
He would not find that funny.
10-4.
10-4, big buddy.
Now, just because we like you, here's a podcast extra. The Garner Andrew Show. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Here is a listen to the latest Sonic Modern Rock Door! Enjoy!
This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic1029, the Garner Andrews Show to go!
Hi!
Hello!
I had a couple of comments about the art gallery.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd love to talk about that.
Did you actually go to that old art gallery?
No, I didn't.
It was horrible. Mm-hmm. It was this terrible 70s building, and it's just, you know, it's like having a guy go into an interview in like a 70s leisure suit, and he wants to get the job. He's not going to get the job.
Here's the thing, $90 million, we could have taken that $90 million and bought some pretty impressive works of art.
Huh? Yeah, but it just wouldn't fit into that building. You know, it's like, can we really make a serious bid for some impressive works of art if our gallery is just this horrible...
Well, when you buy art at an auction, they don't care where you're going to hang that up. They just want you to write the check.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of it is borrowed collections, too, right?
Yes. No, I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
But,
And also, what about patrons going to the gallery, you know? It's like, if you have a nice gallery, more people are going to go.
Yes, I understand that part. And I also understand that some of the money for the new art gallery was raised from patrons. It was donations. But the bulk of it was not from donations from private citizens. And let me just dig on this just for a second here, too. I want to talk about something that I find a little puzzling. The art lovers, the people that are really on board with the brand new art gallery, are saying that more people will go view the art if it's in a nice building. Music is art, too. And what I don't understand is when it comes to music, people don't refuse to go see an up-and-coming band because they're playing in a sweaty basement club with poor ventilation. No, you suck it up. You're there for the art and not the facility. And I wonder why that doesn't happen when it comes to art galleries. Same thing goes for art films, avant-garde film. They don't show those films in fancy theaters, but there is a group of people that will go see those films in underground theaters, again, with poor ventilation and bad popcorn. And I know that's sort of off track here, but can you at least understand how somebody who's been waiting for a hospital bed or an MRI or something gets upset when they find out the price tag of this new art gallery?
Yeah, but I've never actually waited more than a couple of hours for an MRI.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, like,
listen, there are people
it's
that...
It's not that bad. It's but compared to a lot of other cities, and I've been to, you know, great cities in Europe and the States.
But, okay, here, let's talk about this for a second. I've been to some pretty big art museums, too, and... The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, for instance, is a grand old building. It's not a new building. It's an old building that they've retooled over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have not spent, I don't know, $25 million and put a nice spit polish on what we had already?
Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, that would have been good.
And then the other $60 million or whatever it was could have gone towards, I don't know, a hot lunch program for inner city kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Or hey, I don't even have a problem with spending the money on art. What about if you took the other $65 million that was left over from that budget and you spent it on an after-school program for kids where they went there every day from 3:30 till 4:30 for 3 or 4 years after they got out of school every day, and they did nothing but art.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally agree with that.
Imagine the kids you'd be pulling off the street.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't want to come off as sounding all high and mighty. I love art. I read about art. I visit art museums. I dabble in art at my kitchen table. I'm not very good at it, but I love it. But you need to try and wrap your mind around the fact that a cutting-edge facility that was built with a fair amount of taxpayer dollars, so you have a more visually pleasing place to go look at art, is a bitter pill to swallow for anyone that has had their surgery canceled or can't pack a lunch for their kid. It would be, I guess it's sort of like you going out and buying a Corvette when you and your wife and 5 kids live in a rental, okay?
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show, to go.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm good, this is Garner.
This is, who's this?
This is Amber.
Amber, what's going on?
Oh, I have the best, I know you already talked about the business names in forever, but I have a really good one that was from New Zealand.
Okay.
It's called Granny's Meat Boutique.
Yeah, butcher shop, what was it?
It was a butcher shop.
Yeah. The meat boutique.
Granny's meat boutique.
Yeah, let's all go. I wonder, it's tricky though, because the funniest ones are the ones that just happen by accident. It's not funny when somebody's trying to be clever or really tongue-in-cheek. Do you think this was accidental?
Oh, yeah. She probably was like, oh, it's my granny. Yeah. I'm going to name my butcher shop after her. That is pretty funny.
Great name for a butcher shop. Bad name for a nightclub.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is this?
This is Amber.
All right. You told me that. Amber?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to go.
It's a Sonic 1029.com.